Welcome to Locked On Warriors. Today's episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Are you happy because you win, or do you win because you're happy? At only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Stay tuned for the Ultra Player of the Week coming up later in the episode. And if you like the podcast, make sure to follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get podcasts to get the latest on the Warriors every day.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
All right, it's Locked On Warriors on a Thursday. I'm Wes Goldberg, Warriors beat writer for the Mercury News. A tailbone injury for Steph Curry, and you've got to imagine that hurts pretty bad. Tailbone injury, man. You only really call it that in sports, I think. I don't know anybody that has referred to injuring their butt as a tailbone injury, but this is a Warriors team that is on the road, so uncomfortable flight to Memphis coming up for Steph. I'll talk about the Warriors win over the Rockets, and James Wiseman and Eric Paschal entering the league's contact tracing protocol before getting to the fake trade of the day in a moment. But I do want to start with Steph, who at the end of the third quarter fell awkwardly out of bounds, just right on his butt, left the game. The Warriors are calling it a tailbone contusion, and we should probably know more later today as to whether or not he's going to play in Memphis, these two games, back-to-back games coming up in Memphis. There's not much analysis there. If he plays, that's good. If not, the Warriors are in trouble. In games where Steph hasn't played, they are 0-2. He is the engine that runs that offense. Without Steph Curry, they have zero consistent scoring. Andrew Wiggins, Kelly Oubre, they had nice games against Houston, but you can't rely on them on a game-to-game basis, especially given that this is a back-to-back, and historically this season, the Warriors have not played well on the second night of back-to-backs. Basically, every Warrior tends to fall off on the second night of the back-to-back other than Steph Curry. And you need these couple of games coming up because against the Grizzlies, there's major playoff implications here. Right now, Memphis is only a game and a half behind them in the standings. They're in 10th place. The Warriors are in 9th. And so these two games, if you sweep Memphis, then you're going to own the tiebreaker. And if you split this series, which is the only worst case scenario that's acceptable, then at least you go into the final game of the season against the Grizzlies with a chance to win the tiebreaker. Because let's remember, the last game of the year is against Memphis, and the NBA scheduled it that way, anticipating that game, the final game of the season, is going to matter. That's why they scheduled it that way. We don't even know what time it's going to be played at because they want to see if that's going to be some sort of prime time type of deal. They did beat the Rockets last night. It was a much-needed win. Draymond Green had a triple-double. Wiggins, Oubre, they did their thing, combined for 36 points, and Jordan Poole had 23 points off the bench. And close game in the first quarter. They pull away in the second quarter. And then that second half was just a wash. You could argue that Steph Curry should not have even been in the game in the third quarter. I know a lot of people want to talk about that. A lot of people are tweeting about that. And maybe that's true. Personally, don't believe in coaching with fear of injury. I would imagine that by you let Steph play the entire third quarter and then you rest him for the fourth quarter. That just seems to be what traditionally at least happens in the NBA. But given that they were up by 20 points, maybe you could have taken him out. Maybe you can. But again, like that's probably the last thing on Steve Kerr's mind. I don't know if it's right or wrong. It's so hard to coach with fear of injury. Understanding that you want to start building some momentum, you want to make sure that you step on the throat of the Rockets, not allow them to come back and all these things. So I'm not going to sit here and second guess the thing and play the result, right? Steph never gets hurt. Nobody has any questions about whether or not he should have played the entire third quarter. So I mentioned Jordan Poole. It brings me to my Michelob Ultra Player of the Week. Are you happy because you win, or do you win because you're happy? At only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. And can I just say, I love Michelob Ultra. I've been drinking Michelob Ultra For years now, I was really heavy into the keto diet, and Michelob is one of the few beers that are acceptable on the keto diet, any low-carb diet. Again, the 2.6 carbs is what's really what gets me, because that's like a quarter of the carbs in even other light beers, let alone the amount of carbs that you're getting in these IPAs and these pale ales and these really heavy beers that are out there right now. I feel like I have a sophisticated palate when it comes to whiskey and wine and all these things, but when it comes to beer, I just like a light beer. I'm not really into all the hops and all the nuances there. And Michelob Ultra, for a light beer, it tastes great. It's light. It doesn't fill you up. And so we really appreciate them sponsoring the podcast. And if anybody on the Warriors is happy right now, it's Jordan Poole, who over the last five games since returning from the G League is averaging 19 points on 54% shooting, 46% from three-point range, and 2.2 assists per game. I think he's only turned it over once in those five games. Poole's a big reason why the Warriors pulled away in that second quarter. I mentioned that run earlier on. He scored 15 points in 12 minutes in that second quarter to help the Warriors go up by 20. And he's been such a revelation for them off the bench. And this is very shades of last season here, right? Where he came back from the G League, was playing really well, was particularly impressive with his playmaking skills, and then the NBA season gets shut down because of the coronavirus pandemic. And so then he starts this year, and everything you hear about Jordan Poole is he's putting in all the work, that he's the hardest worker, he's always in the gym. Anytime that you would let them in, that he would be allowed into Chase Center, he would be there working on his game in the weight room, etc. So, but he gets off to the start of the season a little rough, wasn't playing that great, was in and out of the rotation, wasn't able to get a rhythm. They send him to the G League so that he could play 30 minutes a night and run the offense for the Santa Cruz Warriors and all these things. And now that he's established a rhythm, he looks so much better now that he's come back to the Warriors. And I am starting to wonder if maybe he has some sort of long-term role with this team. I'm not going to sit here and say that off of five games, he should be your sixth man or your seventh man or anything like that. But you have his third-year option picked up. You can afford to be patient with him because not only was he's a late first-round pick, you've got his third-year option picked up. He's not going to be all that expensive after that if you want to bring him back. You can groom this guy, right? This is a guy who you can keep on your bench, can be the ninth or tenth guy on a good team, and you could just groom him. And there's nothing wrong with that. And that's what the Warriors are doing. I actually love what they've been doing with his development, the fact that he is working so hard. Look, they picked up his third-year option before he was on this little five-game tear here because they appreciate and believe in the work that he put in behind the scenes. They're appreciative of it. And Steve Kerr wanted him to do some more of the little things, specifically on defense, that he wasn't doing. And not out of stubbornness, but just out of the fact that he was young and getting used to the NBA game. And so, you know, he goes to the G League. Chris Weems, the head coach of the Santa Cruz Warriors, says much of the same things. Hey, we need you to do this. We need you to do that. These little things, the finer points of the game, you need to iron those out. And then all of a sudden, he starts doing those things in Santa Cruz, is getting the benefit of the doubt from the coaching staff. The Warriors call him up before the conclusion of the G League season, insert him into the rotation, and he's really made the most of this opportunity. And so this is a pretty big development, I think, for these Warriors going forward, not just because of the trade deadline, and maybe there's one less guy that you have to go get this year, but maybe there's one less guy that you need to go get next year if you think that Jordan Poole can be a solid part of your rotation. Again, probably not sixth or seventh man right now, maybe not even by next year, but if he can be a trusted 8th, 9th, 10th guy, that really matters. That really matters, especially with how long these regular seasons are and how many players and how deep you have to go to your bench at times. Maybe the Warriors have really found something here. Coming up, how the situation with Wiseman and Pascal should motivate the Warriors to make a roster move soon. But first, let's talk about BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and NHL are in full swing, and starting today is March Madness, one of the biggest betting events of the year. BetOnline even covers award shows, TV shows, reality TV, real-time updated odds and props on almost everything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up today. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use that promo code LOCKEDON. Again, head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and you'll receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit, but only when you use that promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Betting on the NBA doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get podcasts. James Wiseman and Eric Paschal did not play last night because hours before tip-off, they were entered into the league's health and safety protocol. They will have to quarantine now for 7 days and then register negative coronavirus tests, which means they're going to miss a total of 4 games at least. That's last night in Houston, these 2 games against the Grizzlies, and then Tuesday's game against the Sixers. Replacing them against the Rockets were Juan Toscano-Anderson, who played 13 minutes, and Kevon Looney, who played 23 minutes. But you have to wonder if this is going to impact what the Warriors do with the roster, since Wiseman and Paschal won't play between now and the March 25th trade deadline. So there's some options that I want to get to here. But if they don't have any options, or if they don't make any additions, I should say, then Kevon Looney, you're playing him 20-plus minutes a night. Juan Toscano-Anderson, you're going back to him in small ball lineups. It's a tough thing for the Warriors to deal with now because they're trying to figure out this second unit, pick-and-roll heavy type of offense with Nico Mannion running that offense, Jordan Poole playing like I was talking about, and then James Wiseman just being your rim runner, the guy with the vertical spacing who's putting pressure on the rim. So you're losing that aspect. You're also just flatly losing guys who have been really productive for you. Wiseman and Paschal are scorers. They put up points in volume, and that's just really not something that the Warriors can afford to lose right now. And as good as Juan Toscano-Anderson has been this year, he's not really a point getter, right? He's not going to be scoring, you know, 10-plus points per game the way that Wiseman and Paschal are. And so you're missing a lot on offense. And as good as Jordan Poole has been, I don't know that you can rely on him for 20-plus points a night. And just like you can't really rely on Kevon Looney for 20 minutes plus per night. And so I do think that the Warriors have to make a move. And by the way, I thought this before all of this stuff with the contact tracing went down. You basically have two centers on this roster because Alan Smailagić is a non-factor. He's a non-factor. You can't rely on him for any meaningful, positive minutes right now. And with Marquese Chriss dealing with the broken leg, Kevon Looney and James Wiseman, those are your only playable centers. And so once one of them goes down, you're severely shorthanded. So all along, I thought that stretch through Texas where they were playing without Wiseman and Looney and they were starting once, I thought that proved that they needed to go out and add a center. Now they have the disabled player exception at $9 million and then some that they can use to go get a player. But if there were a free agent center out there, I believe that they would have already signed that player. They would have figured out a way to go get that player. I don't know that they're in love with any of the guys who are out there in free agency. Now, what they can do between now and the deadline is they can monitor the buyout market. But I think they have to make a move soon. Because like I said, these games are really important. These two Memphis games could basically decide whether or not you make the playoffs, potentially. And this Philadelphia game, they're going to be without Joel Embiid, but that team is huge with Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris and Dwight Howard. And you need to start winning games because you can't afford to... You're one game above 500 right now. You can't afford to go below 500. You know, this is the playoff push right here. This is the second half of the schedule. All of these games really matter. And so I wonder... We've already seen this week some trades being done, right? We saw the Thunder and the Heat make a deal. We saw the Bucks make a deal for PJ Tucker. People are moving around. Stuff's happening, right? We're officially in trade season. I think the Warriors should make a trade sooner rather than later. And a couple of names come to mind for me. It's Nemanja Bjelica from Sacramento. He is in and out of the rotation, basically out of the rotation. They have been open about wanting to move him. You can absorb him and his $7 million salary right into the DPE. That could make some sense for them. Maybe you have 3 future second-round picks for the Warriors. Maybe you send one or two over to Sacramento for Bjelica. floor spacing guy, size, all these sort of things that Steve Kerr tends to look for with this group. And so I think you could do worse than Bjelica. Now, he hasn't shot the ball as well this season. Not a great defender or rebounder, but at least a guy who provides size at the position. And then there's Mason Plumlee from Detroit. They signed him over the summer. Seems like they're ready to make some roster moves there. One of the trades that I really like that I proposed on Locker Room yesterday was, you know, if you could trade Kelly Oubre for DeLon Wright and Mason Plumlee, and you probably have to throw in some other players, maybe you have to throw in Kevon Looney and that sort of deal, but Mason Plumlee to me is a guy who solves a lot of needs for the Warriors. Big body, underrated playmaker from the center position, savvy veteran type of guy, very much in the mold of Zaza Pachulia and Andrew Bogut. You could see him fitting in really easily with the Warriors. He was actually one of the guys that I thought that the Warriors should target this offseason. They didn't end up going in that direction because they drafted James Wiseman, but you still have a need for a body there. And I know if you move Kevon Looney, then you're still one center short, I think, of where you ultimately need to be. But I think you can rely on Mason Plumlee a little bit more to play bigger minutes and stay healthy than Looney. And there are ways to make that deal work without having to include Looney. So a couple names again: Mason Plumlee, Nemanja Bjelica. I'm sure there's other guys that are out there that could be had for relatively cheap. But it does feel like right now the Warriors have to make a move. At least go get a center who doesn't have to be a regular part of your rotation, but who can be available in situations like this, where Wiseman or Looney go down or Pascal goes down, and then you're just undermanned. Coming up, our fake trade of the day, but first let's talk about Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing number of vehicle makes and models, it can be impossible to stock all of the parts you need for your car, especially now, while you might not be able to visit a traditional store, so do it easily online at rockauto.com. Rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts to customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything you need, from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all of the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, without the markup that you find at chain stores or car dealerships. So go to rockauto.com right now, see all the parts available for your car or truck, and then write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. And now let's talk about Built Bar. We've been telling you about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market for a while now. Built Bar is the amazing low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, amazing tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate covered on all the bars. And now is time to find out which Built Bar is best. It's time for Built Bar Madness. And today's matchup is between salted caramel and cookie dough chunk. And if you heard the podcast yesterday, you know my opinion on cookie dough. It is an overrated flavor. I don't understand it. Cookie dough is a concept. Just bake it. Make cookies. Cookies are delicious. Cookie dough is not delicious. It's weird tasting. It has a weird texture. I'm pretty sure it can't be good for you. Whereas salted caramel is just the actualized version of both salt and caramel. These are two things that have a symbiotic relationship. They work together. It's peanut butter and jelly, right? It's spaghetti and meatballs. It's salt and caramel. Both flavors bring out the best in each other. And so this one is an easy one. I mean, this is a 1 seed versus a 16, right? This is Kentucky versus Loyola Marymount right now. I mean, salted caramel crushes cookie dough chunk. Maybe you agree. Maybe you disagree. Well, you can vote at builtbar.com or to bar_built on Twitter. Remember to use the promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off on your next order while you're at builtbar.com. That's LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order at builtbar.com, and check back to see who won today's matchup and who will become the best tasting protein bar. Get more analysis on the top prospects available in this year's NBA draft with the Locked On NBA Draft podcast. Scouting reports, draft rumors, mock drafts, and full coverage of March Madness 4 days a week from credentialed draft experts. Subscribe today and follow Locked On NBA Draft. it's time for our fake trade of the day.
Welcome to Dorkapalooza.
Stephen A., they've been very active. They're going to continue to be active up until March 25th.
No. No, I want my picks back, all of them. I want all 3 years of this team's future back.
That's not fair.
Well, you want to cry about it, Tom, or you want to make a little magic before the clock runs out on both of us?
I think there'll be a lot of teams calling, gauging.
And believe me, Kevin, the only problem you're going to have is that you didn't buy more. Sound fair enough?
What kind of package could they potentially get for him? Do they want to move forward with it?
Sammy Sapster, it's Billy. What do you think of Venipro? I'm going to let you have him for almost nothing.
Why would you do that, Billy?
Because I'm amazing.
Are they going to move off of this team and be willing to just dive into the lottery? Or do they want to keep some of these assets around?
Uh-huh. All I want is a couple of bucks and a sweetener.
Move off. What the hell is there to hold on to?
Dorkapalooza.
This one comes from a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts by Stone Bond, who writes, do you think the Warriors could trade any of the current assets, Wiseman, the Minnesota pick, etc., to get a player like Jeremy Grant, who could come in right now and be a great two-way player that can play the 3 or the 4 if they went with Draymond at the 5 in small ball lineups? And then this idea comes from Jake on Twitter, who proposes the following. Kelly Oubre, Kevon Looney, and the Minnesota pick and Golden State's own 2022 first-round pick for Jeremy Grant. So, Jeremy Grant, all right, let's get to this trade idea before I get to the Jeremy Grant fit. First of all, you can't trade the 2022 first rounder. I know that some of these trade machines allow you to do that, but because the pick is maybe owed to Oklahoma City in 2021, the Stepien rule prohibits the Warriors from trading the 2022 first rounder right now, at least until we know if this 2021 first rounder has conveyed or not. So the 2022 pick, no, not an option for them between now and the trade deadline. Also, that seems like a lot to give up for Jeremy Grant, who's been nice for Detroit this year, but I wouldn't be giving up 2 first-round picks for him necessarily. So Oubre, Looney, and the Minnesota pick for Jeremy Grant is really what we're talking about here. Now, in regards to Jeremy Grant's fit, I think it's a good one, and I think that Stone Bond on this Apple Podcast 5-star review, by the way, if you want to guarantee that your question is answered at some point on the show, all you have to do is leave it in a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, and that will guarantee that I will answer it, any sort of any trade idea, any question. That's the way to make sure it gets answered. But that seems to be the right idea, what Stone Bond writes about, a guy who can play both the 3 and the 4, which allows Draymond Green to shift to the 5, and then you can play this guy in versatile lineups. And Draymond Grant can do that, no doubt, right? He's a big guy, physical player, can score in bunches. He would be an ideal type of player for the Warriors. I just don't think he's gettable. Detroit is basically basing their entire future, hanging their entire future on Jeremy Grant becoming the next Jimmy Butler, essentially. And he's been nice for the Pistons right now. People laughed at that contract when they gave it to him over the summer. People laughed at it, but he's been a good player for them. That's a win for Troy Reaver and that group. And so I feel very strongly that they wouldn't give up on Jeremy Grant for another bite at the apple, even if it might be the right move for them, right? I mean, an asset collection like James Wiseman and the Minnesota pick would be a lot, and they would have to certainly think about it. But if it were Oubre and the Minnesota pick, I don't know that they'd want to do that because they already have a win with Jeremy Grant. They look smart now. And a lot of times what a GM wants to do, all a GM wants to do is look smart, especially one who's just starting out a 10-year with a new team. So Jeremy Grant is by no means on the trade market. Now, of course, if you blow them away of an offer that they can't refuse, that's one thing. And maybe they have a meeting over the Minnesota pick. But again, that's a bite at the apple for a team that hasn't done really great in the draft lately, where Jeremy Grant looks like a proven guy who you can build around right now. They're trying to get to the playoffs sooner rather than later. I know that they bought out Blake Griffin and all these things, but he wasn't playing that well for them. They're trying to reform their identity, reshape this roster around Grant. So I don't see them making another step back because there is a need. They have a new, relatively new arena. There is a need there to make the playoffs sooner rather than later. So I just don't see Jeremy Grant as an option. But we're on the right track of guys that we should be thinking about. Guys who are versatile, can defend multiple positions, and can score in volume. Because that's what the Warriors right now are missing. Remember to subscribe to new episodes of Locked On Warriors wherever you listen to podcasts. Please rate, review, say nice things about the show. You can send your comments and questions to me on Twitter at WC Goldberg or email them to me at wgoldberg@bayareanewsgroup.com. Thanks for listening. Stay safe. And I'll see you here tomorrow. I'm going to have Bram Hilsman, my friend, the host of Warriors Huddle. We're going to talk some big picture stuff on the Warriors and this season. So looking forward to that. Thanks for listening.